Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Society's Officer Tracy, and Tracy is going to talk to us about all the exciting things that involve the student experience here in TUS Athlone. So hi, Tracy, how are you today?
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So Tracy, I think firstly, it's really important to jump into what are societies and what is a society. So do you want to talk to me a little bit about that firstly?
Okay, so a society is a grouping of students in the university community whose membership share a common set of interests. Through their formal memberships of a society, students pursue their interests through interactions and activities. And societies also allow students to pursue their passions outside their formal learning by developing new competencies, skills, and developing interpersonal relationships that can last beyond the classroom.
Perfect. So obviously when it comes to a society, Tracy, when it comes to a society, it's always important what you said there is that it's students actually getting involved in things that might be their hobbies or picking up a new hobby. So obviously, how does a society shape the student experience here at TUS? So for example, you know, if you're interested in photography and you maybe never got the chance to pick it up, isn't societies a great way to kind of do something like that?
Yeah, it's a great way to branch out on interests that you might have ideally love to get involved in.
And maybe it's not available in your local area, something like that. Yeah, 100%. I think something that's really good about societies as well is that you actually get to meet people with a similar interest to you as well. So you obviously, when you're talking about academics, you all know that if you're maybe a pharmacology student, you're obviously all interested in pharmacology and biology. But sometimes there might be something different that you're interested in, maybe pool, maybe chess, whatever it might be. And societies are the perfect way to get to know people outside of the academic. As you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have plenty of religious societies as well.
Brilliant.
So that's great for people from various backgrounds to kind of come together regardless of their
religion
yeah. or the whatever program they're involved in.
Yeah, perfect. So I think that's so good as well, because that also relates to our multicultural campus. Do you know, and even if you are interested, for example, in getting involved in religious societies, it's great to know that they're here if you are from, for example, a different religious background.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if, for example, a student is really interested in getting involved in a society, obviously this podcast here is aimed towards, we'll say, CAO applicants. So they might be just getting ready to sit their leaving cert. They're obviously thinking to themselves, okay, I may be interested in getting involved in societies next year. It's a really good way to kind of broaden my horizons. So how do you get involved and get in touch with a student society in TUS? So how does that work?
So you can look up any of the social media websites.
Brilliant.
For any particular society that you might be interested okay. in. Or you can always get in touch with myself at socksofficer@ait.ie.
Perfect. And obviously, Tracy, when it comes to a society, we might have, for example, a couple of students who might be interested in setting up their own society. So it might be something new. For example, we always know that people come up with new things and there's new trends. So obviously, a society is a perfect way for to get people to get involved with different things. So if it comes to something like that and a student, maybe a group of students, we'll say from Rockford Bridge, there's maybe four or five of them have chosen, obviously, TUS Athlone and they're coming here in September. They maybe have a little group of friends over there, they have a little kind of club going on there, club or society, whatever you want to call it, and they're thinking of setting up a society here in TUS. How do they get involved? Do they contact yourself? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so again, they can contact me on socksofficer@ait.ie.
Brilliant.
We welcome all new ideas.
Perfect.
We can sit down together and I'm always there, even as the society is established, to kind of pop in and out of all the different societies and give them ideas and help on events and things that they can run and ways to encourage other members.
Perfect. And when you're talking about events and stuff, Tracy, do you support students? Obviously, you said there that you do. When you're talking about events, are they kind of fun events? Are they kind of serious events? Are they like pizza parties? What kind of ideas
absolutely.
Are they?
Anything at all. So we would try and encourage to run events throughout the day.
Brilliant.
So like a breakfast club or a lunch club to involve mature students, especially that might have jobs or families.
100%.
So
That's actually lovely. Like a breakfast club is so nice. You can come in, meet all the, for example, the people in your society. You can then go off to the library for a bit. If there's a lunch club as well, you know, it's a really great way for it to get to know people in Tooze in general. Exactly. That's actually so nice. And as you said, like if it's breakfast club and maybe one member has maybe a lab or whatever at that time, they might be able to go to the lunch thing then the next time. So that's actually really nice. And I think something you mentioned there is really important as well in relation to CAO applicants is obviously mature applicants. Yeah. So it's really important for them to get involved in the student experience, which is obviously societies as well, and knowing that it's not obviously all in the evenings. If they maybe, as you said, have a job or have a family, they can still get involved and do things nice like the breakfast club or the lunch club.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice idea.
And if, for example, a student just wants to find out a little bit more information on maybe what type of societies we have here, is that again on the website that you mentioned?
Yeah, they can contact me
directly,
or they can just check out social media.
Perfect, no problem at all. And Tracy, have you anything further to add in relation to societies or any advice for students that might be looking to study at Tooze at Loan and the advantage of maybe joining a society?
Yeah, so I would welcome any students that would have any interest in societies and coming to Tooze at Loan to contact me. We can have a chat. I'd love to hear ideas. And I can also, if you're coming to Tooze at Loan Spring Open Evening, which is next Wednesday, 27th of April, 6 to 8, I welcome anybody to come and have a chat and just give me their ideas. And
brilliant. That's so nice. And I think it's so important as well that we just obviously coming out of the pandemic, and we've had a really tough 2 years on the whole world, that the excitement of obviously coming to college in September is back. You kind of have the excitement in your belly, butterflies in your belly. We know that is like a big transition for a student, but knowing that there's so much on offer to them here in Tooze at Loan when it comes to societies, get involved in everything. Like use the student experience, your college experience flies so fast. Like academics is so important, but it's also important to join the student experience and get involved in societies and try something new. I think a society in universities are so important for you to say, oh, I've never really had the chance to do that. Do I have an interest in something like that? Go join the society. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Maybe you'll find out you have a new hobby, a new love. Like I know a lot of people, for example, when I was in third level, never thought really they'd like photography or videography. We all joined the society and absolutely loved it and learned really good skills that I now take into my Instagram career, obviously. But it's just something like that. I'm obviously joking, but it's just something like that. It's a really good way for it to get involved and get to know people that have a similar interest to you as well.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to mention as well that you can't just join one society. You can join as many societies as you like.
Brilliant. So Tracy, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I really appreciate it. And again, if anyone needs to contact you, it's societies@ait.ie.
That's it. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
So that was Tooze at Loan 360. Giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon, right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.